So we've got Pudge joining us on the roundtables this evening. Charles and Kevin will be joining us tomorrow. Sam Perkins is going to be there, the Mavericks legend with us. Glenn Gullitson, the Stars head coach. Free autographs from all of these guys. Now, the free autographs are limited. Appearance times, information, rules at theticket.com. And it's brought to you by Phil Dill Boats and Visit Big Ben. Thanks to Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm being our title sponsor again. And big thanks to one of our presenting sponsors, Chiloso Mexican Bistro. So I'm at Time Wasters practice last night. Corby comes up to me and he said, "Have you ever eaten at Chiloso?" I said, "As a matter of fact, we go all the time because there's a Chiloso near my in-law's house."
Mm.
And there's a Chiloso over close to the Arboretum on the east side of the lake that my wife and daughter and I go to all the time. I said, "Yeah, we go there all the time." And he goes, "It's incredible."
I heard it's awesome.
They brought a bunch of food up here for us all yesterday, and everybody dove in and couldn't believe how good it was. So it's great to have Chiloso as a sponsor of Ticket Stock. Thank you to those folks.
Hey, Deep Ellum Brewing's out there. Cold beer.
That's awesome, too.
And we're giving away an ATV. Crazy Wheeler Dealer is out there. Just, I don't know if you saw that last night. That thing looks pretty awesome.
I didn't, but I'm interested.
And we've got our music jam room again, sponsored by Tarpley Music. And, yeah, we got free arcades. We got ticket bingo. We're giving away all sorts of concert tickets, too.
Yes.
It sounds like just about everyone's going to walk away a winner.
I think so. For the first time ever, there's going to be an official Ticket Stock after party on Saturday night after the Time Wasters show at Assembly Ice House across from the Plano Center on Spring Creek.
Heck yeah.
And yes, the Time Wasters will perform again on Saturday night. The concert will start at 6 o'clock after the Saturday roundtables end. Brought to you by Macho Self Storage. And we had rehearsal last night, and I don't want to give away my song or what everything within the song will be. I want that to be a surprise for the listeners. But I just want to say that my anxiety level is never higher than in the hours before Ticket Stock and a Time Wasters show, because unlike most people at this station, I cannot carry a tune to save my life. If I was,
oh, yeah, you can.
If I was presented a $1 million check and then a song to sing in tune, I could not do it.
Oh, yeah. Anybody can. You can do it.
No, not anybody
can. It's just your interpretation of it.
Yes, that's what I do. I interpret a song in my own way. So I was very happy with the band's performance last night. The song sounded great.
Band's awesome.
But I walked off stage thinking, my God, I suck.
No. It's going to be great.
How'd you feel about your songs?
I just heard the music.
Oh, terrible. No, it's I feel good about it, especially the song that's driving everybody insane.
Uh-huh.
The entire group of people that recorded that and sang on it and played on it, including our friend Bobby Duncan, is going to be out there on Saturday to kick off the show with that.
Oh, they're going to perform, and Bobby's going to perform.
The group that recorded it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, we're all... our working title of this side project is Analog Human.
Okay.
That's the best band name we've come up with. We may go through the band name list to maybe try to steal a name from the one that the guy generated.
And Gordo, I know you're doing something special this year with the Time Wasters. I don't want to give it away if you haven't, but how did you feel about your rehearsal?
Yeah, it's not that special after I heard it being rehearsed. They sounded great, but I thought I knew that song better than I did when I shot off my mouth and said, yeah, I'm going to do this song. It's classic. I'll do it.
Songs are hard to remember lyrics, and I think you're doing the right thing with that song. I've heard what you're doing. I think that's going to absolutely kill.
Well, thank you for saying that. And I'll tell you this. The song that I'm be performing with the Time Wishes is a song I used to hate. That song used to whip me. Like, and no, it's not that one. But I used to hate that song. Even that singer I used to hate.
But you appreciate him now.
Yeah, I've come around on it and listening to the tune over and over again. I'm going, man, this band is really good. And then I looked at the people that played on the song, and I'm like, well, no wonder I think it's good. They're all were the incredible musicians of the day.
Well, that song hooked me the first time I heard
really?
It. Yeah, I thought that was just, who is this and what is this?
Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
That singer just had that weird voice.
Yeah, he did, but it's very unique and it's incredible.
Okay.
So
stop
yes,
yelling at me.
The Time Wasters will perform again, a free concert, everything at Ticket Stock. Admission, parking, free autographs, free. And free Time Wasters concert brought to you by Macho Self Storage. 6 o'clock on the stage at the Plano Center on Saturday night. That will wrap up Ticket Stock. And kicking it off for us today will be our AMA session. We have Ask Us Anything sessions in one of the side rooms, all the ticket shows and ticket guys, even an Ask the PD session, a full schedule at theticket.com. Those are always fun.
You bet.
So here it is. Mullen & Mullen, injury law firm, Ticket Stock 2026 weekend is upon us.
It
kicks off today with Donnie and Matt broadcasting at 9 o'clock. The doors open officially at noon today at the Plano Center. Today and tomorrow, noon until 8 o'clock. 6:09 on the ticket. Got a lot of sports items to get into today, including coming up at 6:55, our Olympic update, dramatics from the women's hockey game yesterday, more gold for the Americans in other areas. And we also have an update on tanking in the NBA, which we'll do at 8:15. The NBA has some ideas. We'll discuss those. And we'll ask this question, does tanking even work? Are all these teams trying to do something for nothing? That's at 8:15. But next, it's Gordo and the ODAC.
Why the Buffalo Bills are hopping mad, next.
Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Good morning, it's 6:16 on The Ticket. Friday morning with the Musers. Coming up at 6:40, a visit with our old friend Mushmouth. Then we'll get to yesterday at the Winter Games at 6:55. But first, it's time for the Observation Deck and Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care and Generator Supercenter.
Thank you so much, Craig. Well, Georgia, you were looking for a couple band names, maybe a couple possibilities for your yours and Bobby Duncan's project together.
Mm-hmm.
I have a few from our list of P1 compiled band names. Late Night Hot Dog.
Hot Dog.
Fecal Giraffe Necklace. How did we ever say that?
Fecal Giraffe Necklace.
Kangaroo Bedroom. Sperm Deception. That's a pretty good one. That one's not bad. Let's see. Oh, God. Twerking Skid Mark.
Ooh.
Good Lord.
Yeah, we have a girl in the band, so I don't want to go with something like that.
Yeah, maybe not that one. Rat Mugshot. Two-Headed Love Child. On-site poncho. What the hell is that?
On-site.
On-site poncho.
This just cracked me up so much because the name's funny, and then I try to picture, like you were saying, when did we ever say that?
I can't imagine the conversation.
It would be something like, yeah, we were at a concert, and it started raining, and luckily they had an on-site poncho.
Right.
And then we all laughed.
I also just imagine somebody introducing said band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Conversational Gorilla. Conversational Gorilla. Huh. Let's see. Communion Charcuterie Board.
Carcucci board.
Carcucci board.
So, those Mar Knox. It's one of the Jets. That wasn't Quinnen, was it? It was one of the Jets.
No,
defense
no.
Alignment.
I think it was somebody else.
Okay.
Carcucci board.
Carcucci board. Yeah, I don't think he had that right. Why are the Bills hopping mad? Well, someone vandalized their stadium. Is this a stadium that's being built? Or it's this is the one that's they're working on.
Mm-hmm.
And sometime between the night of Feb 13 and Feb 16, and I think that's short for February.
I think so.
Yeah.
Somebody painted over, 100 penises spray painted 100 penises all over the stadium.
Childish.
Why is that still the go-to?
Not for everybody, just that dude in Buffalo and you.
No. Visit any bathroom stall. If someone's going to graffiti, it still is the penis.
Cycling fans at the tour on the road, they spray giant penises.
Why is that instead of, why aren't guys drawing more boobs than they are penises?
Back in the day when we used to use the actual physical newspaper on this show, I would usually fold it up at the end of the day and take it home. And I can't tell you how many times I wasn't able to take the newspaper home because Gordon Keith
had drawn
ding-dongs on every page of the newspaper.
why would I do that?
Anatomically impossible drawings, most of them.
How are they anatomically impossible?
One would be like snaking around a podium or something, or something stupid.
Curving it around.
Or extending out a car window
reason that your story falls apart is that there's no reason for doing that. Like, why would I do that? Your story makes no sense.
It's like a lot of things you've done in your life.
I've told the story before about the book that my friend David and I took biology. This is eighth grade. So you can imagine.
Biology.
There was a lot of maturité going on this time in our lives. And I would always steal his textbook and draw.
In pen?
Yeah. He was my friend, so I considered this an enhancement to his book.
I was enhancing your book.
I thought I was helping you. So every animal or every person in there was always very gifted penis department. So you'd have like a ladybug crawling on a leaf, but the ladybug just had a huge...
What's wrong with you? And the thing is, you did it into adulthood. You were still drawing those same stupid pictures. And then for you and your friend, you always said that you guys wanted that book like in the Smithsonian or something. You guys thought it was the greatest thing ever.
It's still the greatest regret of my life. He was real worried about it because he knew that he was going to have to pay. And they used to do a system where you had a fine for each drawing. Instead of totaling the book, which the insurance adjuster should have come in and just totaled the book at the end of the semester. But he turns it back in because he has to, because you have to pay for the whole book otherwise. And his fines came up to like 80 cents shy. It was like close to $40, like $38.60. And he was like 80 cents shy of the replacement cost of the book. And he didn't have enough money, so he just paid for the fines. Which, if we had just come up with 80 more cents, right. We could have had the Bible. I mean, the founding document of comedy.
Yeah.
Which would have been in the Smithsonian. They would have built a nice special case for it. They would have built a setting that looked like an eighth grade classroom that the visitors could walk through that to kind of get into the spirit of what you're about to see as the holy book lays at the front of the
Letterman
classroom.
Would have had it as a guest and just thumbed through it and showed the pictures and everyone would have laughed.
Brilliant. It was brilliant. I remember the one picture of these two goats that were jumping and ramming each other's heads. And I had also drawn some other heads, as it were, that were ramming each other at the same time. It was just a beautiful piece of work.
What a waste of time.
All done in ballpoint pen so that my friend could not erase them. It was
school
so great.
Book insurance adjuster. That's not a bad name.
Oh, I wish I still had that. See, you would think that somebody would have preserved that. Like somebody in the...
They just burned that book. They saw it and went, we can't fix this, and just threw it away.
Right, but I would imagine that whoever's going through the books at the end of the year and says, okay, these are the ones that are vandalized, can we save them? No, but this one's so funny, I've got to take this home and show my husband or wife or somebody.
Look at what these kids did.
I just
400 pages worth of comedy.
At some point, it had to enter private hands. A private collector must have that book somewhere.
Check with Heritage and see if they have it.
Yeah, I'll need to see if that ever comes up for auction. It was so glorious. Anyway, that's eighth grade biology. And Miss Farrar was our teacher's name.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Buffalo Bills.
Yes, yeah. They are dealing with multiple penises right now. And
like hundreds?
Yes, over 100 penises.
Lucky.
Spray painted?
Spray painted.
Oh,
yes, oil-based spray paint. So not even latex-based. This is oil-based on unfinished marble, soaked into the surfaces.
And you know what?
No.
If they had advanced to the Super Bowl this year, that wouldn't have happened. But Bills fans are now upset.
They've had it. Yeah, they were pissed. And they have over 300 suspects. That's how many people were working there at the time.
What, give up at the end of your work day for that? Just, take this can of Rust-Oleum to the marble over here.
Yeah, my ride's not going to be here for 25 minutes. I'm going to paint some penises. Another little sports story that I wanted to share with you. I don't know if you saw this about Danica Mason. She is an Australian sports presenter.
Okay.
Not reporter, but they're called presenters there. And she has apologized after a clip of her went out on live television from the Winter Olympics in Italy. And she appeared to have been drunk.
Oh, dear.
So would you like to hear her presentation?
Yes.
Okay. Now this, what you're going to hear is someone on Sky News in Australia setting up the clip and laughing about the fact that she had done this. I don't know if it was a competing station that was highlighting it or what.
Breakfast television this morning from the Winter Olympics. Keeping in mind it's like 10 p.m. in Italy. And here's how she fronted up on Breakfast TV Live.
But literally... The price of coffee over here is actually fine. It's more the price of coffee in the US that we are going to have to get used to. I'm not sure about the iguanas. Where are we going with that one? But anyway.
She started talking about the iguanas. What is with the frozen iguana? I don't know about this. And so she has since come out and apologized and said that she had... did not take into account the altitude and the fact that she had not had dinner.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
and that she had made a severe lapse in judgment and she had fallen short of the standards she sets for herself.
Oh, not even the station standards.
No. These were her personal standards.
I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
She fell short of.
The iguanas?
It's the iguanas and the price of the coffee over here. What is she going on about?
Hello.
They're throwing it to her to talk about Winter Olympics. And that's what she came up with. But we always on the lookout for, I guess, news presenters doing poorly. So now you've got, in this one segment, you've had penises. You've had over 100 penises.
Mm-hmm.
You've had frozen iguanas, and you've had, what was it, dung-inspired giraffe necklaces. What was the, I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, what was that? Was it?
Now I can't find it. It wasn't
necklace?
It wasn't unfixed chihuahua. That's on the list, too, which is a great band name.
Golly.
These are so great. Defunct go-kart. Ant three-pointer. How are we talking about an ant three-pointer?
Could have been Anthony Edwards.
Okay.
Yeah. Ant-Man, yeah.
Rideable ostrich. Insect timeshare. Insect timeshare.
That's funny.
John Wilkes Booth's butt plug.
I wonder who said that.
Gordon Keith.
Why was that said? Amish triangle. That had to be on the back of those buddies.
Yes, that's what, yeah.
The Amish triangle.
Whoa. Had to be on the back of those bunnies.
No, buggies.
Buggies. Oh, like buggies.
Yeah, it was Stagecoach GPS. Imagine that on a marquee.
I can promise you no stagecoach in the day had a GPS.
No. Not at all. Scream pothole. What is a scream pothole?
You scream when your car hits a pothole.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. We've all done that.
Oh, that is the worst feeling ever.
I hate
you hit something horrible in your car.
It feels like your car is about to explode.
It's a lot of hot dogs on this. Post-game hot dog.
Unlimited hot dogs.
Ranch dressing monkey.
All the hot dog ones are George.
Bunky.
Incest kitten.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Buzzard gift card.
Get on that.
Oh.
Buzzard gift card.
Jimmy Carter sex doll. What the hell?
I'm against that.
You know, incest kitten.
Yeah.
So that may have been from a childhood story, because I remember we had a brother and sister.
Okay, do you really want to tell this story on the air? I don't know where you're going.
Brother and sister kitty cats. And they had a litter. I mean, at least we think they had a litter. I guess it could have been some neighborhood tomcat.
Yeah.
That's not bad either.
But you had brother and sister cats that could have...
Could have, yes.
Done this, and you had a litter of incest kittens.
Yes.
And you wanted to probably keep one of the incest kittens.
Well, I don't know about that. I think we put them in a sack.
It's not their fault.
Put them in a sack and took them down to the river.
God! Yeah.
That's why they do it in Oklahoma.
All because of incest?
Meow, 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 meow.
Huh. Anyway, that's... There's a few band names for you.
All right, thanks
for
all that incest talk.
Whoa, no.
That's
no.
A drop? All right, Gordo, thank you. That is the ODAC 631 on the ticket. Coming up next, a visit with our old friend Mushmouth Thomas.